views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is the 17th of September, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll see you on queue. We'll bring you up, and we'll go straight to you in today's show. So definitely do that. Okay, so got a lot to get to, so we're going to get going. I just want to say, missed last week, Thursday and Friday, had seminars here in Dallas, went off very, 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 very well. And it's so much, it's so much. I'm going to have to do just a seminar for our Tando Radio Show listeners in some way. And then we could just, sponsor it through. And then that way it'll help the network out because it's just too many people. It's so many people that want the overall engagement. So we'll definitely do that. And so, okay, so with that being said, I'll let you know, and we'll put something together, and then we will do just that, okay? So now, let's get into, one second, everyone. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. Let's get into how to mute something out real quick. Let's get into today's show. But before we do that, everyone, we're going to first take care of some administrative duty. Keith has decided to participate a little today. He's been avoiding the show because he was a little under the weather, feeling a whole lot better. Good to have you back. Pastor Keith is in the building. So at any time you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Is the call-in number. But hey, let's get rolling. All right, so listen, everyone, we've got to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Please make some financial donations to the network. You can do that at its website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Without the network, we won't have the programming. That is very, very important. So please do that. You can also support the network by being a part of its social media platform known as BTR Community. You can find that at BTR Community at www.btrcommunity.com. It's only to join. It's only $24 a year, and then you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. They won't be selling your information to anyone. You can post things about you, your business, within reason, things that you think are important within reason, and things that you think are necessary, you could do that as well. It's just a social media platform place where you can do that. So for only $24 a year, you could do that, okay? That supports the network. Also, everyone, please, if you are, it's time to convert your cash into savings. and that would be in the precious metals. While that is still, while that option is still available to you, because in the future it won't be available to you, it will be where whatever it is that you have, because soon the overall precious metals will be the actual anchor of all currency around the world. And the thing is that getting the currency, converting that from your dollars or the currency that you have now into the new ones that will be backed by currency, you won't be able to do it because they won't accept your pieces of paper. Or if they do, the terms of it is going to be so astronomically and crazy where the conversion rate will be, you will have to give up, you know. And I'm going to give a crazy number, but the number is not really crazy. But they could actually, and they could legitimately, because of the setup of the economy, they would say that all debt-based currency has a conversion of 1 million to one, meaning you need to give 1 million of the debt-based currency to get $1 of the asset-based currency. Why is that? Yes. Keep looking at me. A million? Yes. Because debt is defaulted on. If someone owes you a bunch of cash, or they owe you debt, Keith, and they don't pay you, what is your confidence that you would give them some asset after that? None at all. None at all. So that's the exact same thing with the debt with the cash, is that it's debt laden. No one has confidence in that. They're going to tell you, no, you need to go on with that. We don't accept that. Or if we do accept that, we're only going to give you $1. You're going to have to give us 1 million of that. Because what does that do? That mitigates the risk. That minimizes the risk, and it still puts you in debt. Because now they're going to have to do what with that? The interest. They're going to have to get rid of it. So what are they going to say? We don't want it. And it'll gradually move to where the terms will be worse and worse and worse. But the initial terms are going to be somewhere around, I could see it being around 1 million to 1. And most people say, no, that won't happen because everybody will do. Let me tell you something, folks. The economy doesn't care about everybody. It doesn't consider what disposition or position that it put them in. If the economy really cared about everyone, it would have never put them in the debt-laden position that they're in. It would have never created the overall paradigm or the atmosphere for everyone to be in such debt. That's how you know that don't give me that. No, they would never do that. No, the system has been doing that. It has been doing that, and it will continue to do that. So I know that we like to come up with fantasies that everything is going to be all right. Well, things won't be all right, and things won't get fixed until you fix it. A leaking faucet won't stop just because you're stressed that is dripping. A leaking faucet will not stop dripping just because you're stressed that it's leaking. It won't stop leaking until you actually get it fixed. Very, very important. It won't stop leaking until you fix it. Doesn't matter how much stress it brings us. You know, the consequences is well, I didn't want to use that example because you know, there's a lot of people that are dealing with Hurricane Florence. I would say a shortage in your house. If there's a shortage in your house, just because the house is dark, no matter how much stress that brings to you, the lights will not come back on until you fix that short. Doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what the overall ramifications of that shortage is going to be. You know, well, you know, the shortage has got my house so dark, now people are starting to break into my house. Well, guess what? The shortage, the problem doesn't care about the ramifications or the consequences of it. It's still going to be there until you fix it. It's the exact same thing with the economic spectrum. Many people say, well, you know, well, Dave, I don't think they'll do that. I understand. But I say to them, why do you think that? Give me a reason why it won't happen that way. Because I'm giving you all of the reasons of the conditions that we are actually in. So if you want the lights back on in the house, you need to fix the short. So, the short. Did I say the short? You need to fix the problem. You need to fix the problems, right? The short. You need to fix that. Okay. So I'm tired, as you all can tell. Keith over there looking at me laughing. He's having a good time. He likes to laugh at my little pain in situations, you know. So I'm dead tired, but hey, we're going to do it and get through it. But I really wanted to stress that to you all. You have to fix, you know, and it goes right along with today's show. Today's show is putting yourself and family first is the reason why you prepare. Putting yourself and your family first is the reason why you prepare. And so that really goes in line with today's show. So we're going to jump into, but what was it? Okay, Prosperity Mint. Go to Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint. Say that, hey, I'm a Tando radio show listener, and I would like to acquire some precious metals. And then someone will contact you to make sure that you understand the right way to acquire the metals. Okay? Very, very, very important. So here we go. Okay. One second. One second. Let me fix this real quick. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. Here we go. First article I posted from the Asian Times. Great Eurasia coming together in the Russian Far East. Check out that article. Just the overall movements that's happening. The next article from, let me see, the Atlanta.bg. U.S. diplomats involved in trafficking of human blood and pathogens for secret military programs. So check out, the U.S. embassy had frozen blood and pathogens as diplomatic cargo for a secret U.S. military program. Internal documents implicate U.S. diplomats in transportation of and experimenting on pathogens under diplomatic coverage. Boy, and it was leaked by the Georgian Insider. Tell you, man, a lot of stuff going to be happening in the future. Check out that article. Next article in Business Insider. Trump doubles down on trade war with China and warns, if countries will not make fair deals with us, they will be, move this down, terrified. And he was talking about tariffs. Instead of terrified, he said terrified. Yeah, watch how that works for everyone here. This is going to really, the one is going to suffer from that is the people, not the governments at all. It's just the people of the world that will be suffering that. And it's now has been designated that the empire of the U.S. is time for it to fall so that the system can stay healthy. So check out that article. Next article got from express.co.uk. Iranian hackers steal top secret information on nuclear power plants and cybersecurity. A lot of that going to be happening in the world. That's the set up. And I don't know if we're going to get into it today. Yeah, I know we are. We need to talk about what's going on in Syria and that region of the world, Syria and the Ukraine, and also around here for the reason why you prepare is for yourself and your family. That's the main reason. So got to do that. And, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say today's show. I said it earlier, but once again, before I started what's in the news, because I'm tired, I forgot to set the tempo for today's show. Today's show on the 17th, Monday, 17th of September, is putting yourself and family first is the reason why you prepare. This is why we do what we do, because I think it's very important that we look at things in a very realistic way, and then from there, strategize from that, and then you'll do fine. You'll have plenty of time to do all the other things that you want to do. I think it's very important that we do first the things that we have to do and we need to do, okay? And then put what we want to do after that. So this is why we do this show and come and bring the information that we come with. Our show is basically always going to do this, and because there's other shows that you can look at for other reasons, but this is what we focus on here. So just so you know that when you come here, this is what it's going to be about. All right, next article comes from USA Today. Florence leaves North Carolina with flash floods. Excuse me. There is no access to Wilmington as Florence flooding overwhelms North Carolina. And that was from USA Today. The overall flooding and the disposition of the weather in that region of the country in North Carolina is just starting, and it's, you know, hopefully there will be some relief that will happen and stop. I'm actually concerned about some dams that are expected to be breached. And once, you know, if that happens, I think there was a couple of dams. There was one dam in particular, and I put it in what's in the news later on. That's only 3 feet away from being breached, and they expect that overall 3 feet of water to flood in today. And so there may be a breaching of a dam, and then that's going to be major problem. So you've been hearing about it. So that's the, you know, now the real problems of the hurricane is going to really start to manifest itself. And it's going to continue to escalate before it starts to, until the water recedes. And then the damage and everything else can be, it's now still in the very destructive phase, because not everything from the overall hurricane is finished and done. Now you're going to have rivers that have been overflowed and everything else. Water is now, that water is going to have to go somewhere. All of the sewage is back, drainage is back, so water has to go somewhere. The soil is saturated. So here it's just beginning. It's the prolonged thing here. So check out that article. We'll touch on some of that today as some of the reasons why you prepare. Next, I posted from in YouTube from a criminal broadcast station, commonly referred to as CBS News, a YouTube video about Florence. Check out that. Next one is, I got this one from The Hill, and this was from celebrity figurehead Lindsey Graham. Trump will consider moving troops out of South Korea if North Korea is playing him. So celebrity figurehead Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, on Sunday said celebrity figurehead President Trump previously came close to pulling U.S. troops out of South Korea, and added that the Trump will reconsider doing it if North Korea is playing him. Well,
North Korea or South Korea?
North Korea. If North Korea is... Keith said, why would that happen if North Korea is playing him? I think what happened, that is a codified language. That if North Korea is playing him, that's because they've already had reunification with South Korea. They're not going to say we're going to pull Trump troops out of South Korea, you know, because they're hoping to maintain that overall position. So what they do is they double talk and say North Korea is playing me, so you know what, we're just going to pull our troops out of here. And actually what I think is that it's actually been positioned that they've actually been told that you need to move your troops, you're done, we're going to denuclearize the whole Korean peninsula, that means you need to leave, and you can take your troops with you because we don't have a threat with North Korea anymore. Huge. So as you, do you think that that's going to happen? I don't. It's going to be, they're going to stay there in this war. I'm going to tell you what I hope happened. Well, I might as well say it now. And Keith, I'm glad you're here. As I'm starting to look at the overall landscape that the U.S., the empire of the U.S. is facing, I would hope, but I know that I don't think, the evidence doesn't show and history doesn't show that it'll go this way. But I definitely hope that the U.S. just allows this empire to fall without trying to maintain what they've already, what they can't control and what they can't regain in the position that they can no longer have. If you look at it, from everything that's unfolding, we'll take a look at some of that in what's in the news here. It's overwhelmingly apparent, and I hope it that overwhelming appearance that is over, where they will just let this dissolve, and it will have a, and if that happens, it will dissolve something similar to what happened in the 90s in Russia when the Soviet Union broke up. But it will be far more extensive, far deeper, far more fracturing. It will be, because I think that the Russian situation in the 90s when the Soviet Union broke down, that was a strategical, asymmetrical move that was wise. Because what it did was they made it appear as if they collapsed, but what they really did was they positioned themselves for the U.S. to completely collapse. Because what happened was they realized, how do you beat the U.S.? Well, make them the only superpower in the world, and then they'll overextend themselves.
Hey, Dave.
They'll overextend themselves because they'll think that they have no more competition, and that's exactly what happened. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, good morning to you, man.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, it's been a while. Listen, I was reading this article, right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump was talking about different things. Why are we doing this? Why are we paying for that? He was talking about, for one example, there is a, I think it's called the THAAD system. It's some kind of missile defense system that is...
Yeah, that's it.
That's in South Korea. That's costing the United States taxpayers $1 billion a year to maintain. Okay. To do what? Protect South Korea? Well, South Korea,
right,
from what I've been reading, wants to reunify with North Korea. If the U.S.
Yep.
would just get out the way and let them folks handle their own business. But he was saying stuff, man, that really made good sense, that if you can believe it, you know. He, you know, aside from his racist dog whistles and his vulgar language and other behavior and his penchant for paying for sex and all that kind of stuff, you know, some of the things he said in terms of what you're talking about in downsizing the U.S. empire make a whole lot of economic sense. But it seems, though, that they put the right people around him to push him to do the exact opposite of the things that, like, he first came in, he was talking about, why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we still in Afghanistan? We need to get out of Afghanistan. Why are we in Syria?
Yep.
We need to get out of Syria. But they put the right people around him, and he's not doing any of those things. So, you know, it just surprises me that despite all of his flaws and his shortcomings, that people so ready to shoot down and how the establishment organizes, you know, when he says something that makes some long-term sense.
Scotty, absolutely right. And I've noticed a lot of that as well. You know, one celebrity figurehead, Trump, actually said the U.S. needs to get on a gold standard. And that was what he said a while ago. And Scotty's right when he talked about, hey, we need to pull out of here. We need to stop doing this and doing that. And Scotty's right. Once he became institutionalized with all of the other elements around him, it doesn't matter what he says. They give him a direction and a script to read. And so... yeah, because like Scotty had described, if you get past all of the racist dog whistles that he has and the immaturity from the entitlement that he's had, you hear some things that are very true. And what he's basically saying, hey, can't afford to do this. And if you really think about what that means, is that you're talking about a person that has actually made a lot of assets from debt, realizes that, yo, you're insolvent. This whole thing is insolvent. Can't do it. And if you listen to what's been said, he's absolutely right. But will that absolutely happen? It's going to happen, but how it's going to unfold and how it is going to unravel, the U.S. empire unraveling is going to happen. It's just a matter of how will it collapse? How will it go into a position of not being relevant anymore in the world? Will it go into a position to where it is goes into it by way of force? And if it's going to be forced, and that force is, then it's going to bring even more difficult times, because then there's going to be war reparations reparations the U.S. is going to have to pay back. The empire of the U.S. is going to have to pay back the world everything that is stolen. That in itself is the economic collapse for everything here. But then there's a different way to do it. There could be deals that can be made to untie the U.S. And the thing is that if you have to realize that is over, you're done. Now, you can make it worse by trying to shoot it out with the rest of the world. And the moment you pull your gun, now you're going to have to use it, because everybody else is not going to wait for you to use it. As soon as you pull your gun, they're going to say, okay, so you want to take it that way, and now they're going to start blasting at you in all different directions. And they're not going to stop blasting until there's nothing left. So that's where we are. And I see that we have Brother Davis in queue. I'm so glad to see Brother Davis there. Brother Davis, anytime you want to unmute yourself. I know Brother Davis has been very busy and everything else, but I see he's there. Brother Davis, at any time, if you wanted to unmute yourself, we'd love to hear from you. How's it going? And glad to see you there in queue. So whenever you wanted to, Brother Davis, just unmute yourself, and then because I'm gonna get back to what's in the news, and if you can or if you want to, definitely glad to see that you're there, and hopefully all is well with you, Brother Davis. Okay, so yeah, I definitely see that, Scotty, and it's before we go on and what's in the news, it's really a matter of realizing that it's over. You know, Keith, is hey, the your position, your influence is no more. The gig is up. Now, how do you want to go out? Do you want to cooperate with the rest of the world's rightful accusations of you? And then you do what? You know, give up and have to pay back with penalty and interest, right? With penalty and interest. Or are you going to try to force your way into the coffin? Because that's really what the alternatives are. And I say that because the situation has been put that way, because that's how the paradigm of subjugation in enslavement works. It makes us look and think that there is something called the U.S. That is a facade. That is not reality. But we make it reality because we give energy to it. Okay? How do you know that? The great creator didn't make a person known as the United States, didn't make a person known as France, didn't make a person known as Germany, didn't make a person known as Italy. The land itself wasn't even identified as an overall separate individual person. The great creator did make the person of the earth, Tara, did make the person of the different planets and everything else. Those are living entities, right? Because the great creator doesn't make anything that's inanimate. Only man does that, you know, non-living. So, but man has put the letter of the law in. And then the letter of the law actually created a corporation that is recognized as a person. Just because something is a person doesn't mean it's a living being by the letter of the law. So this is why when you create a corporation, a LLC, a trust, a foundation, it has a person status, not by the great creator, but by the letter of the law. The contract, a contract is created. The great creator never creates a contract. Never creates a contract. So that part of it, in that systemized paradigm, it needs to have one person against another person so that they both can be equally divided and conquered by the system. So what did they do? They created, gave a personship status in Germany, in Russia, in the U.S., and they said, your name is the United States, the Corporation of the United States. Your name is the Corporation of France. Your name is the Corporation of, and that's where that territory stuff comes in. So with that, they realized that they need to have somebody at the top and somebody at the bottom. And what they like to do is that after so long, they like to switch to whoever is on top. You're not on top anymore. Because then what you can do is that you actually appeal to the ego and the emotions of those to make that switch. And it's a very easy process. And then the system is never, ever looked at as being the overall root of the problem that you need a cure from. They continue to give you health care and not the cure of it all. So Brother Davis is there in queue. Let me go to Brother Davis before we get back to what's in the news. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, I'm not sure which one that is. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. How are you?
I needed to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Man,
it's been
Brother
one of
Davis.
Those weeks, man.
Yes.
Listen, we
and
have, we have to... go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, we had gotten to a state of preparation when we knew the hurricane was coming down on the farm. We did take some loss. We didn't take any major loss. We lost a couple beehives, and we're going to have to reconstruct some of the hive tunnels. But other than that, I mean, we fared pretty well. We're on high ground, so we don't have to worry much about flooding. But there's a lot of nuances that are going on right now. And, Dave, your show, as usual, is exceptional. But I wanted to tell your people that the only reason why I haven't been back is because I've been with my wife in the process of making this transition. Then when the hurricane came in, we literally had to readjust our schedule. I actually texted a note to you last week about possibly coming back this Wednesday. But then when everything started coming up and we realized that the hurricane was going to hit, I never sent it. Because I wanted to make sure that I had time to put in the preparation so that we could save as much of the farm as possible, because we didn't know what to expect either. So we fared fairly well with air. So we appreciate that. But my wife and I have been doing some research on something entirely another level of what we don't see. Remember now, we're living in the most deceptive country in the world. It's no longer governed by the people for the people. And the oligarchies have things going all over the world. So we can't by any means think that we see what they're doing. Because all of the stuff you see that Trump's going through, this is all a menagerie. Because let's face it, there hasn't been nothing concrete yet. Even the aide that was found guilty only got 12 days. Come on. We have to see that there's a deception going on that's greater than within our pew. So we have to do a little research. So I'm going to shoot you a text, hopefully, when I get together with my wife, which will be tonight, and decide on whether we can make this happen this Wednesday or the following Wednesday. But either way it goes, we have some research we're going to expose to you that is going to really set your thought process on another level, because we are under attack. Make no mistake about it. On every level, we are under attack. And another thing, China's being quiet about. They have what's called Uyghurs. Uyghur Chinese people are treated just the way black people are treated here. They have a million of them in prisons. They have a million of them in work camps. And they're not telling anybody about them. Like two or three got out through some sort of asylum program. And now they're starting to expose this. So all these countries have secrets that we don't know about. And as we begin to move more and more into the age of Aquarius, remember the show I told you about how these things are going to be exposed? Right now, you see the leadership of every major institution, you name it, political, religious, all of these institutions, educational, all of these institutions, these leaders are starting, their faults are starting to be shown, so they're beginning to crumble. So when that happens, you're going to have another order step in. And that order is not going to be what you expect it to be, because most people still think they have a Bill of Rights. You can scratch that. Listen, brother, I appreciate you giving me the time. I'll shoot you a text to see if we can't make this happen next Wednesday, if not the following Wednesday. But I want to make sure I touch base with my wife so that we can be on the same page at the same time doing the same thing. And for those of you who sent those, go ahead, Brother Dave.
No, finish, Brother Davis. No, finish, go ahead.
But for those of you who sent those well wishes and said prayers for not only my family, but the people who were in the hurricane, all of that is appreciated. Keep it coming, because we're still doing work on how we're going to be able to come back and at least land on our feet. The South and North Carolina and South Carolina, North Carolina primarily in my research, but South Carolina also, have really gone through a devastated process, and it's going to be a while for them to regroup. So keep your prayers coming. I appreciate them all.
Brother Davis, real quick, listen, take your time. If you need anything, text and call me directly. But take your time. You don't have to, don't do a show this week. Let's just put it off for next week so that you and Sister Davis can focus on what you need to focus on, and because you're also going to need some rest as well. So take your time. If you know, within the next 2 weeks, you can, you know, whatever. But greatly appreciate you. If you need something, let us know. Call us here or get in contact with me. You know how to contact me. Definitely. Please do, and please let us know where you are. And so I'm just glad to hear and you know, glad to know that everything is all right, and the farm is doing well. Just gonna have to make some adjustments there, which is expected. But take your time, and everything that you were saying, I hope everyone was really listening to what Brother Davis was saying, because spot on. Oh my goodness, when he talked about the different. You know, with the age of Aquarius, you all should go back and listen to that show. It's absolutely right. All of the institutions have been just filled with ubiquitous fraud, from the religious institutions to the schooling institutions to the financial institutions. All of those institutions have completely, they're starting to show the cesspool that they've actually been. And they've been that way. And it's not just one organization, it's comprised of all of them. And so Brother Davis is absolutely right. I think Sister Davis is there in South Carolina. Sister Davis, is that you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hey, Sister Davis. Yes, so good to hear your voice. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Kendall family. Yes, my husband and I were in separate locations, but I just want to add, and before, and I know he said about doing a show, and I know you said about the 2 weeks and stuff, but what I want to add real quick is, in the meantime, if you want to make, when I make this statement, you understand why. And because we need to start getting some other things in motion. I saw on Facebook today, people were starting to complain about a real crazy cough. And they were like, wow, you know, are we getting this crazy cough on the back of this hurricane? Now, I see a different picture. And that's why I mentioned it for the Tando show, so we can start setting this up. It's fall.
Okay.
We should have already had our defense of our immune system in place. But let me show you what happened about 10 days ago. And I'm sure somebody on this call has picked it up. 10 days ago, they made an announcement that 3 planes came into the United States. 1 came into New York, and 2 came into Philadelphia.
Yes.
And they came from the Middle East. And the Middle East let these people on the plane that were vomiting, they had sore throats, and they had fevers, and they had severe coughs. Because they remember you saw on the news a little bit that they tried to quarantine the one plane, and I think Vanilla Ice, he was on like the second level, you know, probably like a first class level, and he was videotaping it, and some people were coming out with on gurneys, and then they held a couple of people for a little bit, and then they released them right after that plane hit New York. I think the 2 or 3 days later, a plane came into Philadelphia. I think it came in on a Tuesday. That Thursday was the first game of, it was Philadelphia, I think in Atlanta, they had their first season football game. So you can imagine the massive amount of people that were at that game. Plus, when they came in, when the plane came into Philadelphia, it's a hub, so they all transferred in one of the places. I don't know if, when I saw that, I just shivered in my bones, because that this could be the possible making of a pandemic. I ain't trying to say it's going to be a pandemic, but they let people in to the United States that were sick. Now, what we need to do as a Tando family is kind of reboot some of our holistic practitioners that we have online, and you know, start getting our thieves oil and start, you know, inoculating ourselves with holistic healing. And I ain't talking vaccines, of course, no flu shots. But we need to get this in motion, and we need to get it in motion very quickly, because next month in October, I'm not sure exactly the day, but in October, one of those dates, I think it's the 23rd or something, is the 100th anniversary of the pandemic of the Spanish flu that happened in 1918. And it's the 100th anniversary, and, you know, that wiped out like a million people of the earth. So we, you know, anniversaries have a way of rebooting things, and it could be, you know, downsizing of the world. It could be, you know, it's something that I think that we need to address, because just somebody randomly on Facebook said, wow, you know, everybody's got this crazy cough. Now let's look at that cough situation and maybe some type of infection along with the hurricane, because right now, you know, everybody's flooded, you know, it's hard to get medications. This could be a witch's brew of a serious condition, a serious thing that could go rampant. So we need to, as a Tando family, really need to get together and just kind of go over some of our facts of what we need to do, different, you know, ginger and turmeric, and, you know, we need to get this together, because, of course, our children, and you know, Dave, I'm a real children fighter here. We need to get this addressed, because where, other than schools, is the first place, you know, mass hysteria with coughing and sneezing and runny noses. We need to address it. And I know you had said about 2 weeks or whatever, but in 2 weeks might be too late. we need to kind of reboot that as soon as possible. I don't know if you want to get with KZ or anybody that you know, we can kind of gather, we can kind of, you know, cross-reference, kind of give a, you know, maybe on the internet, some kind of where we could put some ideas of what we need to do. We should have been doing this in the spring. Now, generally most of us kind of always drink teas, and we're kind of more conscious about what we need to do. But this could be a pandemic in the making with these people that came from that came off those planes that were sick. So I just want to put that out.
Hello, can I add something, Erica? Okay, Erica, remember the personal things that we were talking about that we can do immediately in reference to our own self-truth, things that immediately they could start doing now that they may not perceive as being as important, things like shaking hands and so forth. So if you want to give them a little bit of that, that'll help them get jump started right away. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I definitely think we should not really do the shaking hands like we usually do. Do the fist bumps or whatever. We need to carry, you know, and Dave, you're a big person about not using and putting the word out about not using hand sanitizers, because it actually strips what we need as prevention. So, you know, we need to put that out there, because most people think, oh, I just carry a hand sanitizer and I'm fine. We need to, you know, reboot on some colloidal silver, you know, and go into that mode, because we could be looking at a lot of mania in the next couple of months, depending on how many hurricanes. Because, see, if this hurricane was in the wintertime, we'd be looking at about 6-7 feet of snow. Because it travels that same route, you know, coming up from the south, the cool, you know, warm coming up from the south, the cold coming down from Canada, and that causes that nor'easter. And I know, and Dave, we know, because we're nor'easterns. So, you know, if this were to happen in December, you know, we could have snow. And so we need to put some forces in motion. But I think a false flag was that week when we had those planes come over, because they talked about that for like 1 or 2 days, and then some other disaster was coming on the horizon, dealing with political, and then it was the hurricane. So you can see how all these setups really take our focus off of some of the things that are most important. And people think, well, I'm out west, you know, I ain't got to worry about no plane that came into Philadelphia. Yes, you do. you know yes, what I'm saying? You know, those people who came to Philadelphia, that's a hub that went all over the world. So we need to really just get our defenses in order. Like you said, the prepping of our bodies, the prepping of our mind, and the prepping of our souls. And definitely prep with our children. A lot of times parents think, oh, okay, well, I'll take it because my children say it's nasty. No, make them take it too.
Sister Davis, you and Brother Davis was so right on this. And I want to just say something about that the sick plane deliveries. And we actually put an article in. I don't know if you guys got to hear what's in the news just before it started. U.S. diplomat involved in trafficking of human blood and pathogens for secret military program. And Sister Davis, I'm with you. There's a lot on the horizon, you know, with the anniversary of the Spanish flu, and they like to do things because that's a ritual practice that we're really looking at. They call it they try to say it's an anniversary, but you know and I know that what they're really doing is that they like to do things on those days and to memorialize the ritual practice that was that Spanish flu, and that's what they're doing. And so all of the indicators are there that yeah, there's a lot more that's going on, and that mysterious cough that everybody has, and then with North Carolina getting hit with this hurricane, one of the things that the hurricanes and the water does is that it's a breeding ground for bacteria, for pathogens, for germs, for viruses, because now the sewage has been compromised, and now the water it becomes a real cesspool for all of this stuff to actually heighten the overall strength of it all. And what do you have with the water displacement? You also have people that are going to be going to shelters and going to different places, and the what's happening here is by no coincidence, or is it by chance? It's definitely by design. 1 second, Keith wanted to chime in. So Sister Davis, yes, if you guys want to do it Wednesday.
Hey Brother Dave, let me add one more thing, because see what people don't know is 10 years ago, General Tilly went up to the North Pole, where the last of the people who had the Spanish flu were literally disposed of. Why? Because they wanted to get a sample of the flu. That was 10 years ago.
Yep.
So don't let nothing surprise you. I just wanted to add that tidbit. One more thing, Erica, you do sound good on the radio, baby. And look, I'll talk to you later.
You.
Peace.
Let me tell you, I love Brother Davis and Sister Davis. And I've had the pleasure of meeting them. What you hear on the radio is actually how they live. And so I'm not surprised Brother Davis said what he said. It's so amazing. But yes, Sister Davis, Brother Davis, Tando Radio Show is our platform. So whenever you want to do it, and we will focus on, you know, our holistic health, because Sister Davis is absolutely right. We don't need to use those antibacterial, because that actually weakens and hampers our immune system to be able to fight those things. This is how you become where superbugs can now attack your body even more. They weaken your immune system. We need to fortify our immune system by the appropriate ways, and now's the time to do it. And this is something that we should be very, very aware of. And like Sister Davis said, I don't think that was a coincidence that three planes all of a sudden. No, that what we're seeing is a clandestine operation. Definitely, definitely. And I'm glad, Sister Davis, you brought that up. And we must do a whole lot more. One second. So we will definitely do that. That will be a priority. So Brother Davis, Sister Davis, whatever day you want to do the show, we will definitely do that. Let me, Keith wanted to chime in really quickly. Let me let me mute myself so Keith can jump in. Go ahead, Keith.
I was just going to piggyback on some of the other things that you were saying. In that area in the Carolinas, I was reading an article where there are several large, what they call CFAs, those confined farms. And they were saying that for whatever reason, they weren't able to empty out these farms have an extreme amount of waste as far as fecal matter, as far as urine, et cetera, et cetera. They got extreme amounts. And they were saying that for whatever reason that these farms weren't able to get rid of those things prior to this hurricane coming in. So they were all there and they were already filled when this hurricane came in. So going back to what you were saying without the sewage and stuff like that, you're looking at extreme circumstances as far as that goes as well with this hurricane and the floodwaters and those things.
It's definitely so conveniently apparent that it was, you know, this situation is here. And that's what an operation is. This is how, you know, when you get ambushed, it's a surprise. It's small things that have a different alternative meaning to what it is. And that's what Keith was alluding to, and that's what Brother and Sister Davis were talking about. So, yes, Brother and Sister Davis, if you'd like to do it, and I will focus on that this week as well, because we need to really get our overall. And I'm going to tell you, remember FEMA and celebrity figurehead Trump said this month is preparedness month, and it's your duty to do that. And most people thought because of, you know, it's the hurricane season. No, it's because stuff is coming down the pipe and things are already happened and unfolding. And so that's very, very apparent. So I'm so glad. Yes, we will definitely do that. I think Keith wanted to chime back in real quickly. Hold on, Keith. Let me unmute you.
Sister Dave. Yeah, the other thing that you were talking about when you were talking about FEMA and stuff, we had shared last week that Donald Trump had taken, I think, so many millions of dollars outside from FEMA. To give to that. Well, what else they came out was they had taken
the concentration part of FEMA.
Right. But they also, not only did they take away from FEMA for this cause, because you mentioned that all these things were coming down the pipe, but he also took millions and millions more than that from the Coast Guard. So as we know that oftentimes in these situations, the Coast Guard just does just as much as FEMA does. Well, he took the funds from the Coast Guard as well out of that rescue mission to do all these things. So, you know, you have a potpourri, if you will, of natural things and also things that they're doing to make the whatever damage it is, which is huge, they're making it worse by their actions. And it seems to be at this point in time, it just seems to be like you said, an ambush. A lot of people don't understand that there's a lot of planning and an ambush, and it seems like that's exactly what they're doing. They're coming at us from all angles to make this seem much worse than it needed to be.
So true, and I think Sister Davis wanted to chime in, and then Scotty wanted to chime in. Sister Davis, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wanted to chime in, and because the brother did say about the cesspool, yeah, I put an article up too about that. And guess what? They never drained up. You know, it isn't like they were trying to do anything in light of this hurricane. That's the way it is, because we have as truck drivers, I have seen them cesspools. We went to this one cesspool area with a chicken farm, and I when I seen it with my own eyes, I mean, you would think they would cover it so that drivers and people who don't really work there wouldn't be exposed to seeing it. And it is blood and guts, like you would never believe. It just sits there. And who knows, if it drains, where would it go? It would have to go into the sewage supply, and it's just, and you know, it's hot, it's Georgia, it's hot and it just bakes of bacteria in the hot sun. So I've never seen the pig one, but I've seen the chicken one, and it's just horrific. And of course, it would just overflow. And so one of the things I would like to say is parents and anybody on this call, get some rubber boots. Don't just think that you're walking through water these days. This is, you know, got to protect your feet, your hands, and
right,
your head. You know what I'm saying? So you know, a lot of people think, oh, okay, I'm just going to walk out here. You know, the ground is wet, because I'm one. I don't like wet feet. So I always kind of wear, like, I always keep rubber boots kind of, or totes, that kind of thing that you could cover your feet with, even though you're wearing, you know, leather shoes or leather sneakers. Look, you need something that's going to really protect your feet. And I know young kids hate to wear rubber boots to school because other kids ain't doing it. Look, we need to protect our children and adults, because I know I'm a real stickler on my husband when he goes to wear rubber boots. You know, when it rains a lot, you know, not just for safety of falling, but, you know, you have to think, what are you walking through? Just because it looks like water, it could have any type of chemical in that. It not even fecal matter, just some type of chemical that has spilled over. So that's just something I want to put out there today, because on the East Coast, rivers, you know, everything's rising. You know, we're going to have a lot of rain on the East Coast. But even in other areas, we need to protect our feet, you know, your toes, you know, that's a breeding ground. And a lot of things can come up through your feet. So when you go to different areas, maybe secondhand stores or whatever, get everybody some rubber boots. Doesn't have to be winter boots. I'm not talking like that. I'm talking rubber. And during this time frame, and, you know, protect your feet. And I just wanted to, you know, mention that. And then, like I said, we'll go over a little bit more when we talk about more the holistic information. But, Dave, I also wanted you to put that recipe on how to do your own colloidal silver. We need to, you know, go back on YouTube or your the way you do it or the way somebody else does it, to let people know it's easy to make, or if you want to buy it already made, because I think you were manufacturing it there for a little while. And, you know, we can go back into that, because I don't always trust what you get on the Internet, because, you don't know, it look like water. So it look, you know, they could sell water and say, oh yeah, it's colloidal silver. You know, we don't have a meter to let us know. But what we really need to really address this, we really need to address it, because if it goes airborne, like some of those movies where, you know, they had these pandemics that were airborne, you know, I don't know, it could develop into a true disaster. And I just wanted to add that, because that's just really on my heart right now, especially when I heard these random people on Facebook talk about this little crazy cough. And I'm like, okay. You know, and they had no clue. They just were complaining about this cough, and that's how it's going to be. If you're coughing out bacteria out your mouth, hey, might even have people on the phone call, get those little masks, keep them in your pocket, keep them in your purse, you know, in case you go into an area where a lot of people are coughing, put that sucker on. You know what I mean? Hey, you got to protect yourself, no matter what it look like, you know. So just be prepared. That's just what I want to add today. And then in the next couple of days, we'll get a show going, because I think this is most important right now with this weather.
So, yes, Sister Davis, so true. And stay out of that water. Stay out of that water. It's a cesspool. And so I'm going to chime in on some of the stuff Sister Davis said, but I think Scotty wanted to jump in, so I'm going to let Scotty jump in, and then I'm come back to Sister Davis on some of the things that she was saying, because, yes, it's that important. Oh, well, wait. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. So, listen, everyone, don't go anywhere. You need to be here on Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go into commercial break. So give us a few minutes, Scotty. Give me I don't need any time, Scotty. So just do what you regularly do on the advertisements, and then we'll get right back into it. 2 and 4. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056, especially if you're in the affected area. Please give us a call. Give us a heads up as to what's going on, so that everyone can learn from what your experience. You are now an expert. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Kisasa, Kisasa Music.
Hi,
The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Yeah, immune system is strong. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And just before we went into the break, Sister Davis was talking about, and I hope you all listened to, and yes, we are definitely going to do that. Sister Davis was talking about colloidal silver. Yes, I will post inside of Tando Radio Show, BTR Community, the how to make your own colloidal silver and how to test it to make sure that you know that you actually got your overall distilled water colloidalized with silver. You need to know that, and so that you know that it's been done. It's not hard to do. You could do it. The technology has even moved to where you can actually make nanoparticle silver, which is even stronger than colloidal silver because the particles are smaller than a nano form. But that is a device that you have to do. Hopefully the device really does work. But I do know the old school way of putting electricity to silver and putting it in distilled water, it works. It actually does definitely works. You need to make your own colloidal silver. You can make gallons for pennies on the dollar, and I will definitely show that, and we'll talk about that because the great queen, Sister Davis, requested it, so shall it be. We will definitely do that. I will bring that YouTube video on here, and we'll play it in what I did from a while. Some of that equipment you can't get right now, but you can get alternatives to that. You can't get from the stuff that I got from Rhea, but we'll talk about that there. Yes, stay out of that water. Stay out of that water. And this is one of the things about in North Carolina. It's not just Sister Davis was talking about some of the chicken farm. North Carolina produces a lot of pigs,
hey Dave,
and all of that stuff. Cows, yeah. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah,
Scotty,
that's what I wanted to say, man. These things just didn't pop up out of nowhere. They've been there since I was in high school, man. Not only those, I forget what they call them, but they're just ponds that's full of waste that they keep, shoveling waste into. And yes, some of those things have overflowed, and also Duke Power's coal ash, they built them coal ash ponds, and this has been an issue in North Carolina for decades, man, that people have had these environmental concerns and what have you. But we know how these corporations can get away with doing whatever they can get away with, because of who they donate to politically that gives them cover.
Right.
So, Republicans right. been running this state for a long time. And we know that they are very weak on protecting the environment. And they are to blame for this, man. They to blame for this. So it ain't like these things was unforeseeable. This is just the greed of man. Instead of properly disposing of waste, we'll just dig a pit on our own property and just dump all this waste into it. And so now that those floodwaters, thank God that we don't live in one of those areas, we ain't got to worry about nothing like that. But You know, a lot of places are being flooded. Entire towns. Wilmington is cut off right now. You can't even get in or out of Wilmington, man. So, you know, this is the way I feel about it. I feel for people, but, you know, none of this stuff, it ain't like it ain't never happened in the past before. And you should have been prepared for it. You know, I understand, though, economically, everybody don't have the money to buy generators or to have a boat. Most people don't think, hey, before I buy this property, maybe I might want to investigate whether or not it's sitting in a flood zone and what have you. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that can be prevented, but they happen because of a willful neglect and then just, you know, neglect out of ignorance because you don't know any better. So that's all I want to add. Those ponds been there for decades, man. They ain't just start popping up, and it's been an issue here for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, and Scotty's right. And it's not just in North Carolina. Those pools, you look at where all the dairy farms are, through California, the Midwest, all of that stuff is like Scotty said, is willful neglect of not getting rid of the waste. You can't just allow the waste to accumulate. It has to. You can't just farm and not be responsible for what the impact that you're creating from you gathering these animals into a form of subjugation and enslavement. And because that's not how the natural ecosystem would ever have animals to be. They would be throughout the whole planet, and the planet and the ecosystem can deal with all of the waste that comes from, that's created from the environment that's been created. But then man invokes their overall economy, and that's a different waste that the earth has never been designed to do. So this is where you have the infrastructural problem.
Hey, Dave, I posted a couple of articles in BTR community, all in one thread, about North Carolina flood. But this one picture, man, at one of those chicken farms, you know, they got, it was like six or seven buildings where, you know, they keep those chickens caged. And the entire buildings were underwater, man, except for the roof. I'm like, why would you even build something like that there in the flood zone? So again, you know, people looking to save money, greed and what have you, things that should be foreseeable, they just ignore and, oh, it's not going to happen. And then when it happens, we, you know, this is the result of it.
You know, and to just carry on what that brother was saying, you know, and it's not even as superficial as it sounds. You kept saying this didn't have a hazard. Like, you're exactly right, but it goes even worse than that, because if you look at what's going on with the FDA, with the Food Drug Administration, et cetera, they're putting things in place to exacerbate it. In other words, you know, even if you look at, for example, fresh milk, which now with fresh milk, you know, if you look at these are coming from natural farms, and these, and the reason why they're fresh milk is because they're not in these confined farm things, and these people and these cows are drinking, eating natural grass, et cetera, kind of like Dave was saying. You know, they're in the natural order of things. Well, if you look at the FDA, they are on a mission to shut these places down. Now, you would think that, wait a minute, it only makes sense to shut the CFAs down and do it the natural way. No, they're doing just the opposite. They are making natural milk actually illegal, and to sell it and to have these things. So it's a like I think Dave says, it's not a conspiracy theory.
It's a conspiracy agenda.
It's an agenda, and it's an agenda in full effect.
Yeah, we're going to have to, you know, talk about a lot of that, but we definitely need to talk about the remedies for what's been created, the environment that's been created. And as Scotty said, North Carolina is drowning. Many towns and many cities in North Carolina is drowning. And the overall rising of the water is just starting to begin. It's not over. not over. So the impact. So, and I would say for everyone around that area, make sure that you've gassed up your vehicles, because gas and supplies are not going to be coming in for a while. And then it's also going to put a strain on, once the water starts to recede, gas throughout the country is going to go up, because now they're going to have to get gas there. And then you got, how are you going to get gas there when the roads are impassable? You know, until the roads are passable, then the overall goods won't be able to come in. So this is a multi-layered problem that is going to be happening. North Carolina is, you know, just a part of it, you know, but it's going to have outlining or ramifications that are going to cross-pollinate to the everywhere around in the country, and it will adversely affect. And it's not over. I haven't heard about, I need to check on the power plant, man, I forgot the name of it real quickly, the New Brunswick, is it the Brunswick? Yeah, the Brunswick power plant, how that fared and what's going on there. And it's not just happening here, and I want to get to just to bring this up. There's a typhoon, which is basically a hurricane, that hit China. And guess where the typhoon is going? Towards a nuclear facility. So it sounds like this is weather, the weather is being weaponized. And so you can have a war that starts, and the general population thinks that it's just the natural seasons of things. No, they can control the seasons now. The seasons can be controlled. They can be artificially created. Wait till you start to see hurricanes on land. You know, hurricanes are actually created in the waters, in the warm waters. Wait till you start to see that you start to have hurricanes, that a hurricane that will actually be formed on land without water. Part of the weaponization that's there. Yes, land hurricanes. Do you imagine? Can you imagine how destructive that would be? No, it's not a tornado. It's a hurricane. A hurricane and a tornado are two different beasts. Tornadoes can't create hurricanes. Hurricanes create tornadoes. So, yeah, it's a lot that's there, and it's going to continue. We need to strengthen our immune system now and always, in so that we can mitigate what we can mitigate. You are responsible for what you do know and what you can do. As I said when we started the show, just because the shortage, the electrical shortage that you have is causing you stress, the stress that's being caused by that is not going to fix the short, the electrical short. You're going to have to fix it.
Hurricane Florence is the latest unfolding fallout weather warfare assault.
So, yep, but yeah. Sister, I heard it. Great, and Sister Davis, I heard, yep, it's so true. And no, it wasn't, you know, I'm glad I got to hear that, and I hope y'all heard what Sister Davis was listening to. Yes, that's so true, and I know that Sister Davis and Brother Davis will do some stuff. I'm looking forward to that, because we need to do it, and we'll add everything that we need to add. The Hurricane Florence impact is nowhere near done. It is just a part of the overall phase, and the actual impact will continue. And then there's other storms that are coming. I need to check on those as well. So definitely. So a couple of things before we are into the show. A couple of things I want to share with you that was in the news, and I'm glad Brother Davis and Sister Davis was there. There was I put an article from Cerebrally Naive Network, Keith's favorite network, CNN. Mysterious security issue forces solar observatories to be evacuated. And then it was Lying Like a Fox News also had New Mexico Observatory set to reopen after temporary closure over undisclosed security issue. Well, they shut down the actual solar observatories, but it wasn't just in New Mexico. They were shut down throughout the world. Some were shut down in Hawaii. Some were shut down at different days in the past last week. It was no coincidence. Something is up. I don't know what it is. But the UFO world is actually all the buzz about different things. But yeah, it did happen, and it was, you know, a reason for the shutdown. It was shut down by the FBI at solar observatories. Something's up. So check out that article. Then there was couple other articles, and we'll get into some of these and what's the news. But I do want to get into today's show. But it was real quickly, the Dalai Lama. I knew that there was sex abuse by Buddhist teachers since 1990. This, the Dalai Lama. This is why these institutions, the religious institutions, have absolutely been a real conglomerate of, in so many, not all of them, but these institutions, fraudulent activities completely from, and this is what you can expect when you have people, and then people are going to take their position and abuse that position. But it's you know, these institutions have completely failed. Here's the problem: when they know that these problems are there and they're not doing anything about them, now you are acquiescing to them all because of whatever reason. But you can read between the lines on that. And it was a couple of things real quickly. Cuddling in Kim Jong-un's arm. North Koreans envision unification. And this was from Reuters that we posted there. Then there was also some things that I want to, and I'm going to probably put this off. I think I'm going to just focus on, I'll read some of this other stuff that was in the news, but I want to really just focus on some of the things that are happening here, and I'm glad Sister Davis and Brother Davis chimed in. But hold on, let me see how I want to do. All right, this is how we'll do this. There are a lot of, I want to actually take a look at, we probably do need to just kind of focus still kind of more on what's happening in North Carolina. There's an article that I posted from Express News, Hurricane Florence update, panic evacuation as dam in imminent danger of bursting. There's a dam, and I think there's multiple, a couple of dams that are now in jeopardy. And this one comes from express.co.uk. And it says, Hurricane Florence has sent headwaters towards the dam in North Carolina to the brink of bursting its bank, and it sparks an evacuation. And move this down real quick. Sorry, my internet is moving a whole lot slower. Residents in Todd near Creston, stop moving, near Creston in Ashe County were told to leave their homes immediately after the dam was deemed to be at imminent risk of breaching. Those in a downstream of 5010 Tree Top Road, which connects to Todd and Creston, were affected. It is only 3 feet away from failing, the National Weather Service said. National Weather Service meteorologist said the worst is yet to come. He said the soil is soaked and cannot absorb any more water, so that the water has to go somewhere. Unfortunately, those rivers are going to start to crest later today and Tuesday, and maybe longer. So the cresting of the rivers in that area are starting to do it today, Monday, and Tuesday. South Carolina residents were told to evacuate, with the state governor said that there is no doubt rivers will start to crest. Flash flood, landslides, warnings prolonged. The significant river overflows throughout the region will continue for the next few days, the National Weather said. Already more than 40 inches of rain has fallen in North Carolina since it arrived as a Category 1 hurricane on Friday. According to another 2 to 5 inches is forecast for North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia tomorrow, with up to 8 inches in some places. As Ashe County is subject to weather weather warnings, a flash flood. The National Weather Society, a weather warning is in place until this afternoon. The emergency management tweeted that the dam in Headwater, the dam in the Headwater development is close to capacity and is in danger of breaching. Anyone living in a downstream of 5010 Treetop Road should evacuate. So that was some things that's happening there, and it's like it's not over yet. And what I do want to say is I don't think this is a coincidence at all. Now, there's also an article that I posted inside of Tando Radio Show of, and this one comes from the South China Morning Post. Two Chinese nuclear power plants in path of Typhoon Maikong. Two nuclear power plants stand in the projected path of a typhoon, which is expected to make landfall in mainland China as early as Sunday afternoon, which was yesterday. And so that typhoon actually did hit. Don't know what the status was. They have major flooding, as typhoons do, but there's multiple nuclear power plants that are actually in the line of the typhoons. Something is up, in my estimation. So don't think that this definitely could be the weaponized weather that's being used against one against the other. So it is what it is, because Hurricane Florence is completely, you know, it's really, if you look at what's happening there, it can cause some great displacement, and that displacement would give another option and more destabilization that would help perpetuate a lot of different things. And it's not just one. It's not just something that's going to be a problem for a week or two. This is going to have long-standing problems, infrastructure problems, and just integral infrastructure integrity after all of the water and the flooding and the damage from the hurricane is over. Now you start to have the soil to be compromised, and now once you start getting landslides, that changes a lot of things. So
those things are happening, Dave.
That the threat is anywhere near over. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, those things are happening. There are some reports that some bridges might, you know, just be, if not completely wiped out, the structural integrity will be so damaged that they won't be safe. That's the last plantation job I had, was working in construction, building bridges. Now, on the flip side of that is, it's going to be plenty of work. So if you're in the construction business, or if you're a contractor or what, it's going to be plenty of work.
Yes, that's the flip side. And there's going to be a lot of rebuilding that's going to need to happen from that as well. So Keith wanted to chime in. 1 second, let me mute myself and then bring Keith up. Then I think Sister Davis wanted to chime in right after Keith. Hold on 1 second.
Now, in light of your last comments, I don't want to refute anything that you brothers said. You're exactly right. But the only problem with that is,
which way?
With you saying that there's going to be a lot of work.
Oh, no.
Because of the bridges? Yeah. Right. The only problem with that is for the last decade, over 60% of all our bridges needed repairing as is. So the question is, that work's already been needed. I mean, we haven't built an airport in this country since the 1990s. We've had infrastructure problems. As a matter of fact, we're almost third world because of our infrastructure. There's always been a lot of work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. One bridge we worked on in Sardis, Georgia, they had sandbags, man, for the foundation. I mean, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Sandbags, and the bridge was built in 1913, and we completely replaced that bridge, just built an entirely new. But you are exactly right. Infrastructure problems have been known for a while, but, you know, the United States government likes to spend money on bombs and bullets and you know, attacking people instead of building up his own. And that's another thing Donald Trump talked about. Let's see if that happens. He talked about the infrastructure. Let's see if this forces them to do something. But you're exactly right.
Yeah, and the other part of what you were just saying, brother, is you talked about the bombs and bullets, but we've seen where the military community has misplaced $21 trillion.
As much as the whole natural debt.
Whole debt. $21 trillion. And we're not saying that they spent it haphazardly and they wasted the money. We're not saying that. We're saying they misplaced it.
How you misplaced that, though?
Where it is, where anything is.
Pastor, how do you misplace that? That's embezzlement. I don't believe how you just misplace trillions of dollars. No, that's embezzlement. Somebody know where it's at. It ain't been misplaced. It's been mishandled.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's embezzlement.
Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Sister Davis.
Oh, I just got multiple phones going on over here, computers looking at stuff. It says I have an article here from IntelligentHub.com, North Carolina, nuclear plant declares unusual event following the storm. They had a hot shutdown. And it says they're being tight-lipped about the unusual event, which occurred in Brunswick nuclear plant last on Saturday, which forced a hot shutdown of both plants' generation of reactors 1 and 2. The NRC classified the emergency as an unusual event, but provided little to no details on the situation. And additionally, the NRC reports that the weather conditions from the tropical storm are currently preventing workers from accessing the plant, but it's being hush-hush. Yep, I got it right here. I can send it to you on this phone. I have to send it to you by email because this phone isn't on.
Yes, definitely.
It's Wi-Fi. It's
oh my
it's
goodness.
Shut down.
Yes.
Yeah, they have a shutdown. And then I was also looking at another website that an email, Raymond, and this lady was talking about it too. Her name is Greenie. Wait, let me pull that up. That was on YouTube. YouTube also talks about it because the nuclear plant is only like two blocks or so from the Cape Fear River. So it has to have been, you know, we're over that because I think they said that it's going to crash at 60 feet or something. Whatever it's going to crest is, I'm sure it's over that, because that's what happened here in Pennsylvania when we had an Agnes flood. When we had our flood, you know, the nuclear reactors went down because our flood's sitting in the middle of the Susquehanna at Three Mile Island, which I didn't even know existed, even though I lived here. And so we almost had that meltdown that was considered the China syndrome and all that, when that almost melted down. So So all this is very real, but I also want to throw this extra little caveat into the cesspool of things we're talking about. What's up with the Boston a gas pipe exploding? Was that a diversion? You know what I'm saying? Because that happened right over the weekend, and it looked like it was a war zone. 80 houses are leveled. I mean, not fires. They're leveled. I saw it on Good Morning America this morning. They are leveled. I'm surprised. How do people get out? You know what I mean? And we're talking very high-end, I don't want to say multi-million-dollar homes, but rather well-to-do homes are leveled. And the one video I saw where they could they had some night vision cameras on street corners, and the night vision cameras could see up underneath the ground the gas going through the pipeline, and they happened to stop it because they could see it, and they stopped it from hitting the neighborhood. So was that some kind of diversion that was created? Because gas pipeline on the same weekend that we had a major flood, I mean, this stuff is phenomenal. I mean, they can't write movies about this kind of stuff. So we got a nuclear power plant in the middle of 9 to 5 going south. Then they have it, you know. Now my husband's up in the Boston area today. He was driving. He didn't mention there was any diversions or anything. But I mean, you're dealing with invisible gas that you can smell but you can't see, and it leveled 80 homes. Come on now. I mean, and that's just like a little sidebar that they're putting on the news. They have more information right now about this guy for the government that they're talking about now. He has a sexual thing going on, and well, that guy for the Supreme Court guy. Now that's top billing. But they got 80 people that are homeless.
Yes,
and it's
David,
just phenomenal that all this is happening at once.
Yeah, it is. That gas infrastructure rupture. And what they said was that the pressure got so high that it just started blowing up the different homes. And Sister Davis is right. I actually forgot about that one happening as well. It's a whole lot that's going on all at one time. It just don't, you know. Yeah, and Scotty says the gas companies have been cited before for their facility lines. Stuff happens all the time, all day, every day. Yeah, it's stuff, and it's a lot of stuff. If you didn't get to see that neighborhood in Boston area, take a look at it. It's whoa, and so that was a humdinger. And then the nuclear power plant, just before we went up last time we were on air, was on Wednesday, and that was my biggest concern, because and Scotty said that they started the shutdown process the day before, but here's how these nuclear reactors work.
No, it was actually a week before when they started forecasting.
A week before,
they was preparing for it. I got an uncle that worked for Duke Power.
Yeah, okay. So Scotty said it was a week before. Here's the significance of that shutdown. And one of the things that on Wednesday that I was really concerned, and Sister Davis, I saw the article I posted inside of Tando and for BTR, North Carolina Power Plant. It comes from Intel Hub. North Carolina, this is the article that Sister Davis was talking about. North Carolina's nuclear power plant declares unusual event. There's no such thing as an unusual event when it comes to radioactive isotopes. Following the storm, a hot shutdown, the Brunswick nuclear power plant, two reactors, went into hot shutdown following an unusual event last Saturday. This is what Sister Davis was reading, where she was reading it from. It's there. We posted it. Now, here's the thing about this whole process. And the thing about when a nuclear reactor goes, okay, if you can't cool the core and you need people there to do that and you need water, control water to keep the overall rods from going into complete meltdown, once the meltdown process starts, you darn near can't stop it. You can't stop it. So now with the overall shutdown, now they have to, if that place has been compromised, the overall pools are compromised. Now you need to have power on the generators to be able to actually keep the overall pools cool. If you can't keep those pools cool, you're going to have those rods start to melt down. And then what they do with meltdown is that the heat from it will actually melt through the floor and go into the earth and then keep going down until it stops. And once that happens, you have the China syndrome of meltdown. You can't fix that. Now you got to worry about it blowing up as well.
Hey, Dave, on the new Brunswick plant, man, I'm trying to find the information, but I think unusual event is a term, is an industry term that means the lowest level of nuclear emergency. Now that particular plant is a twin reactor nuclear plant, and they're saying it's stable and poses no threat to public safety because the facility has off-site electricity to keep the nuclear reactors in the cool, like you were just describing. So, but again, that's about 30 miles south of Wilmington, man. That whole area is cut off. They're saying you can't get to it by land. And I know we got listeners in Wilmington, don't we? I know.
Yes.
And I haven't heard from them in a while. Hope they're okay, man.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, and you know, Scotty's right with that. That is an industry term, unusual occurrence. Unusual event. Yeah, that's there. But one of the things with radioactive isotopes is that all it takes is for one particle to get out. That one part, you get just one particle in your overall lungs is over. It's over for that individual. And then when these things spew particles, they don't just spew one particle. And remember, these particles could have been escaping with the winds of Hurricane Florence pushing them everywhere in all kinds of directions. So this is, see, one thing that they always do is they try to come out with everything is okay. It's just a hot shutdown. No, there is no such thing. See, nuclear power plants should have never, ever been created, because once you create them, you can never shut them down without radioactive isotopes escaping. You can't contain that stuff. That's a clear killer that once you create it, you can't shut it off. It's too late. You can't. So we got to see how this thing, but this one is the one that I was really worried about, what's happening here. And then not only that, it's not just here. It's also in China. You got Fukushima. Fukushima is still spewing radioactive isotopes, and most people forget about it just because it's not like a Ebola or something like that where people see people dying right away. It's silently killing. It's killing your immune system. And you won't see the overall, the adverse effects of it, depending on how much is happening, until later on. So that is ooh. So that is the problem. So that actual site is very, very important. But hey, we got to get ready to go to our last commercial break. We'll come back, Keith. Then I want to give you, one of the things that really I talked about is something was really up with those observatories going down, because it wasn't just one. It was seven around the world that were shut down. And they're solar observatories. I'm going to tell you, and I talked about this before, but I'm gonna rehash that, because man, I hope it's not what I think it is. I hope they didn't try to hide a major CME that was coming, a coronal mass ejection, because if they did, boy, not a good look, not a good look. So listen, we are going to go to commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I wanted to go back. Keith wanted to say something, so I'm going to bring Keith up. One second, Keith. Let me mute myself, and I'll bring you up so that you can say something. Then I want to hope this.
I thought it was kind of interesting in something you were saying about the effects of these things and how they affect them and stuff. I was reading an article the other day, and they talked about military personnel in World War II. And what they did was they were doing the nuclear testing, and they used military personnel to go out there and observe these bombs going off, and they were explaining the effect that they had on them and stuff. But what was so interesting, I think there was, if I can recall correctly, the numbers were something about like 9,100 of them. Out of those 9,100, it said like 8,600 of them were now dead. And out of those 86, all of them died from cancers, you know, all those sort of malignant type stuff that, you know, none of them was just natural old age. It was all these autoimmune diseases and cancers and all of these. So out of the few that were remaining, all the rest had died from these things. And they were just, you know, they were so far away, but they were observing them. And they were supposedly, quote unquote, safe distances, that sort of thing. But when it comes to this stuff, there really is no such thing as safe distance.
Yeah.
Yes. Oops, one second. Let me mute this one person. Sorry about that, Keith. Yeah, so true. I actually heard about and experienced a lot of that from my time in the military. It's radioactive isotopes is nothing more than the perfect silent killer. You know, and it doesn't get people right away. But what it happens is that, you know, depending on the exposure and everything else, but it is, there's no reason for any nuclear facilities anywhere in the world unless you want to use that as a depopulation of the world. This is why I say no one is ever dies of old age anymore. They're summarily murdered. Everyone is. Radioisotopes are unsurvivable. You can't survive radioactive isotopes. And they are actually being spewed in such large, you know, I mean, and they're being spewed in dosage, which we don't see the immediate effect to know what's going on. And so what happens, I think what happens in this whole thing is that our overall physical bodies are able to endure so much more. But as we get older, we get wiser. And when we get wiser, we start to think different. We start to ask questions. We don't just systematically obey somebody. We challenge things. Wait a minute, I've been around here too long. You lied to me here, and we've actually been through so much, we start to see the overall patterns a lot. And then now when we do that, we become a threat. See, the system loves to have people not think, to be naive, and to be gullible, and be moldable. That is what, and have a lot of energy. That's the perfect situation for the youth. You know, and I'm seeing how they're using the youth in a way that is not to their best benefit. So what I think is happening, and this is my overall, what the conspiracy agenda is that you put radioactive isotopes all over the world, have it get transmitted by the wind. People think that they got a cancer because of this or because of that, and then at their age of saying, you know what, no, I don't want to do this anymore. You age so much more. You're so much more prone. Cancer is not a natural fungus. It's a man-made created fungus. And so what they do is at the ages of where people are starting to question, where they could still have a lot of energy, be really strong, and live for a very long time, but they don't want thinkers living. They want thinkers distracted by not thinking and dying and moving on. Because it's difficult to subjugate and enslave someone that questions your authority and thinks for themselves. Rockefeller said, I don't want a nation of thinkers. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers, which means, really, it means I want a nation of slaves. Because it's hard to maintain subjugation when people think. When people question, when things don't add up for people, and they start to discern things that, no, wait a minute. See, you know you messed up because caught you in a lie because you do this, 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 and this. And what happens is that, if we really think about it, our grandparents and our great-grandparents should be alive and well right now in a very functioning energy form. If you really think about it, our great-great-grandparents should be living right now. We all should be knowing our great-great-grandparents. And they should be in a position to where they are functioning where they can take care of themselves, but not only take care of themselves, but be productive right now. And you think about that, great-great-grandparents, that would put them around 150, 160, almost 170 years of age. Could you imagine the overall wisdom and what they could pass down to you and to give you and what they could teach you? It's you're in your 30s. You're a baby to them. And you're learning all of these things. Your energy output is really, really high and strong, but theirs isn't that far behind you. But see, but they're tempered with not only their strong energy, but they have the experience to go along with it. See, one of the things with depopulation is to make the overall lifespan of people to decrease. Because when you do that, you emphasize your productivity. Your human resource productivity goes up. It doesn't go down. It goes up because people are only living for a short period of time with no life experience, and you can exploit them with that. And so you get full benefit, and then you wean them off so that they're not in existence to challenge the system anymore. So keep one at a time, and I think Brother Davis, go ahead. Sister Davis, we'll go to you, then Brother Davis, then we'll go to you. Go ahead, Sister Davis.
I was there kind of quiet because I was researching. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I see, and I'm going to give you the website. It's called galacticconnection.com. Breaking news on the National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico. 6 more solar observatories closed, and this could be the reason. It says prepare for a change. Then NASA tried to explain what happened on September the 9th, 2018, by issuing a statement that there were 2 lunar transits passing in front of the sun. Lunar transit or a huge disc-shaped UFO. So we can go into that site and we can all read it for ourselves. But yeah, they list the 6 solar observatories. One's in, and they pretty much give the address of where they're at. Australia, Chile, Spain, Hawaii, and 2 in Pennsylvania. Okay, have been shut down. These are solar space cams down at the same time as the solar observatory in New Mexico. Now this is breaking news on the Galactic Connection. So that's GALACTICONNECTION.com. So I got to research this a little bit more because, I read that last week something, but there was so much going on. I think 9/11 I kind of got swayed with some stuff with 9/11, and I saw them say something about observatory because, I'm a celestial, gazer all the time, and it has been eerie. Things have been kind of crazy. This is even talking about a vertex wormhole, maybe. I have to really read it, but that's the website that I found it on. So we don't know. And they got a video. Looking like an eclipse. Oh goodness. Okay, so that's what was going on. But early in the conversation, when we were talking about all this stuff that was going on, Dave, I know you're not one with a bunch of movies, but probably everybody else on this call is. There was a movie that was called The Fifth Wave. It was not a quirky movie, but it was just basically it gave the 5 waves of how things are destruction. More that's what I keyed more on than the actual story base that was in the movie. It's a pretty good entertaining movie, but the 5 waves are: the first one is darkness or EMP. The second one is destruction, like an earthquake. The third one is infection or pandemic. The fifth one is invasion, and the fourth one, is invasion. And the fifth one talks about us being, we are our own world and our home, and that we can overcome whatever's coming. Because in this particular movie, the invasion was aliens, actually. But, we can be our own aliens depending on who's doing the force.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that the 5 waves, that's how they brought down all the communications was the darkness with the EMP. And we were, and according to what we just said about those observatories, they might have stopped one, or one was coming, or has something to do with one. The destruction, you were talking about the typhoon, the 3 million that were evacuated from China, but also this week there were two major earthquakes and back to back over 6 point something in Japan that brought structures down. See, a lot of earthquakes that are happening are in the sea, and you're not seeing a lot of them. You know, they're deep within the earth, well, within the sea, within the ocean. But these two, and that was just a little brief blurb that went across the news, but we've had two major earthquakes in Japan. So we already know that Ring of Fire is about ready to just tilt over, and then invasion. Now, you know, you never know what the word invasion means. Where is it coming from? It could be, you know, Korea. It could be anything. Invasion is so vast. But that was the countdown of the five waves. And how the total destruction, you know, wiping out the healthy people, you know, wiping out the sick people. And basically, this movie, if you see the whole movie, basically what they wanted were the children. That's what they did. They separated the children.
Yeah, always wanted
and,
children.
They made them think that, you know, the invaders could be in their brain. So, there's even a scene where they separated the children from the adults and then came through and shot up all the adults. You know, and the way the premise of the movie was, the one girl got away because she was looking for her younger brother. Because actually, you know, that's the ones they want to mold by either implanting things in their brain to make them cyborgs or whatever. But, you know, it's really not about us adults. It's really about the of getting our children. And right now, you look at what they had. Where all the cereals, sugar smacks, and Fruit Loops had salmonella, and they were pulling them off the shelves. And who eats that stuff? Children. You know, they had a big sugar. You know, nobody on this call need to be ever eating sugar smacks, because they were all recalled and had serious forms of salmonella in them. And how many people didn't see that? That children ate that. So look how what they want. They want our children. Look how they separate the children at the borders. You know, my husband, which he'll go over when he does his show, he has a whole, we were sharing over the weekend about how the FEMA camps, what they're doing to these children in these FEMA camps. Now, they're not American children, but it don't matter whose children it is. You know, they've got all these children still. Those children are still in those FEMA camps. We just ain't seen it on the news. But they haven't reunited all those children with their families. Those children are still there. And what are they doing to them? And by the time they do get reunited with their family, will they even know them? Because they might be doing mind control to those children. So that, I just wanted to put that out there, but I'm going to research this solar situation that happened because, yeah, if conservatories are shutting down, they're just telling us they're shutting down. You don't do we believe that they're not looking at something? They're just telling us that they're shutting them down, just like the nuclear plant. They're telling us that it's shutting down. But what are they really doing? Yeah.
There's so much going on. So true. And how they were shut down. They were immediately shut down forcefully by the authorities, where they just came in. It's basically they raided the place to shut them down. Something is up majorly on that front that later you may find out.
Yeah, there's two videos on that website. So if anybody on the call, they can go into that website, galacticconnections.com, and follow the story, because I can't play them right now, but it definitely says two objects eclipses the sun, and it passed over just like an eclipse from what it's looking like. I didn't go into the actual show, but they were shut down. The IDO images and observatory shut down by the FBI. Oh goodness, it's just getting worse. What kind of rabbit hole are we going down?
David, and, so funny. Yes. Hey,
now they're talking about frequencies.
Yeah, we got to. Hey, sis, there, got to end the show here. So we got to get ready to go. So we're going to be back on because I need to research it. I'm going to tell you, this shutdown of not one, not two, not three, it was a bunch of them. They were all over the world. And
Six,
the ones that were shut down in New Mexico, it was actually a raid that was happening that actually shut that down. Something is up. Something is up. I'm not quite sure what it is, but definitely you don't just go to an observatory to shut it down when you could have shut it down very easily by calling them and telling them to shut down. Why would you raid the place to shut it down? It's a whole lot more to it. So, hey, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace. Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.